Welcome in to Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all things gambling, all things money lines, and more importantly, it's your one-stop shop to put some money in your pocket.
You are Locked On Bets, your daily quick-hitting sports gambling podcast brought to you by FanDuel.
What's up? What's up? What's happening? Welcome into another edition of Locked On Bets on this Tuesday, June 6, 2023. Your boy Q here, joined as always by my tag team partner. That's Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. You can find Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And of course, we'd like to thank you so much for making Locked On Bets your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. And Lee, looking back on Monday, 0-2 on the day. We lost in Major League Baseball, the Marlins and the Royals game. Marlins won that one. And then in NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals, VGK, they handled Florida. Really, it was over before it got started, 7-2 for the finals. So the series headed back to South Florida. The Florida Panthers down 0-2. So 0-2 on the day, ready to bounce back on this Tuesday.
Just like my Panthers, 0-2. So, need to come back. We've been here before a couple weeks ago, and turned out to be a great week. So I think we won like seven straight weeks. Let's bounce back Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It only takes one good day, right? So let's have a great day instead of just a good day. Let's go ahead and have a great day. Coming up on the show today, a couple of my favorite plays that we have on the show. We got a hidden gem for you. We got bet a little, win a lot. And we got the WTF, the wrong team favorite. Going to talk some Major League Baseball. Going to talk some NBA Finals. That's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Bets. And we'll jump right into it after we tell you about the title sponsor each and every day. Of course, it's FanDuel. And right now, during the finals, both the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals, is the best time to make a run to FanDuel. Right now, all new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's right, $2,500. They can get bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. And there's all kind of different plays that you can have that FanDuel's got you covered in. All you got to do is check them out. No better place to bet on all playoff action, all finals action, just all sports action than America's number one sports book. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon. Get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. Again, that's $2,500 at FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA.
To find a diamond in the rough, you need to dig a little deeper for those hidden gems.
All right, Lee, here we go. Let's start off with a hidden gem on today's show. A little Major League Baseball action. Got a nice little player prop bet. I like this. We're going to talk about Carlos Carrasco, the Mets pitcher, as he takes on the Atlanta Braves this evening. And we're going to talk about the over-under when it comes to strikeouts. FanDuel.com line on this one. Carlos Carrasco under 4.5 strikeouts versus the Braves. Break this one down for us, Lee.
All right, there are several angles to approach a pitcher's strikeout prop in baseball, but something to always keep in mind with these is that you should have a good idea how long the pitcher is going to pitch in this game. If you have a guy like, let's say, Justin Verlander on the mound, you can probably expect him to go 6 or 7 innings at least, which is a huge factor. But when you have a guy like Carlos Carrasco on the mound against a division rival, on top of that, like the Atlanta Braves, I wouldn't expect him to go more than 5 innings in this matchup. Carrasco has been having an absolutely atrocious season. He has a 5.74 ERA with 6 home runs allowed and 31 innings pitched. And he ranks in just the 6th percentile in K rate with 19 strikeouts on the year. He is also not gone over the 4.5 number of strikeouts all season long. And I don't think he's going to have a fun start here against this Braves lineup. The Braves, 500 on the road trip against Arizona and Oakland. I think they're going to come into this one motivated to put a beating on their division rivals. This is a high leverage game here for the Mets. They have to stay in this division race here, and they can't afford to leave their 5th starter here in the game too long. He'll be out of this game, I think, by the 5th or at the latest early in the 6th. And there's no reason for him to be out there piling up strikeouts. Take the under 4.5 strikeouts here. hidden gem.
Tell you what, I like this matchup. Early June, Mets and Braves, you know the expectations of both teams, right? And we remember how the seasons all shake out and, you know, the race to the finish at the end of the season. And games like this are ones that are exciting. So not only is it an exciting game to watch just in general, but to have a little player prop bet on it as well makes it that much more intense. So Carlos Carrasco right there. Again, the Mets pitcher under 4.5 strikeouts versus the Braves. That's the FanDuel.com line on that one. Hidden gem here on Locked On Bets.
They say you'll miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So bet a little. Win a lot.
Up next, another one of my favorite plays that we have. How about bet a little, win a lot? And we'll turn our attention to the NBA Finals. And we're talking about most points scored in game number 3. Of course, the series is knotted up at 1, and it's headed back to South Beach. FanDuel.com line on this one. We're going to look at the Heat's Jimmy Butler, plus 280 to have the most points scored in game 3. Lee, break this one down for us.
Okay, so I do not believe that the Joker is going to just pile up points in this game. I think that the Heat here is going to continue to want to make him pass the ball. I think they just feel the rest of his supporting cast can't beat him. So I think they'll continue on with that. They'll throw him different looks. I think he wants to get his teammates also more involved. And for the Miami Heat, it's been Bam Adebayo so far. So Bam done a great job, but I think they'll make some adjustments on him. How about this? Jimmy Butler basically done nothing close to what he did when he started the playoffs in the first three rounds. Right now, in this series, nothing first two games. In fact, you have to go back to the first two games of the Boston series to see any type of scoring explosion. I think coming home, he's going to want to set here what he is going to be his agenda for the rest of his playoffs. This has been his motivation to win a championship, and it all starts in front of the Miami crowd here. You might see him posing here towards the end of the game here. Plus 280 to be the high score in game 3. I love it. Bet a little, win a whole lot. Jimmy Butler, high score, game 3 NBA Finals.
There you go. Jimmy Buckets needs to get some buckets coming up in game 3. And, yeah, it's been surprising to see that he hasn't had that explosive game so far in the finals. But, again, Miami's done their job. They stole a game in Denver, headed back to South Beach. And I don't doubt that we're going to see a big-time Jimmy Butler game coming up sooner rather than later. And, of course, in respects to this play that we have, we like to see it sooner. Coming up on game 3, which is obviously coming up tomorrow. So that'll be something to look forward to right there. Again, Jimmy Buckets, looking for him to be the high scorer in NBA Finals game number 3. Bet a little, win a lot here on Locked On Bets. Still on the way. We'll close things out with the WTF. That's the wrong team favorite. And we'll go back to the major leagues. We'll tell you what game it is, and we'll break it on down coming up next here on Locked On Bets.
What the
WTF.
All right, Lee, here we go. Let's close things out strong. WTF, that's the wrong team favorite. Major League Baseball action. How about the Cleveland Guardians, or as they call them in Cleveland, the Gardos, going up against the Boston Red Sox. The Gardos, 27-32. The Red Sox, as you call it, even Steven, 30-30. FanDuel.com line on this one. The Guardians minus 116 versus the Red Sox with the take back plus 104. Break this one down for us, Lee.
Yeah, so James Paxton, starting pitcher here for the Red Sox, he's been out of baseball for the majority of the last 3 years with complications from Tommy John surgery. He's always been a talented pitcher with great stuff, but it was tough to back him on the mound because he's been working his way back for so long. Now it looks like he's starting to settle in here for this Red Sox pitching staff. He has 4 starts under his belt, 4.26 ERA, 27 strikeouts in 19 innings pitched. His numbers look worse on the road than they are at home. But you can see that 6 ERA here away from Fenway Park came in just one bad start against the Angels. In each of his other 3 starts, he gave up 2 runs or less here. He's facing a Guardians lineup here, just not hitting anyone. Cleveland offense ranks 28th in OPS and dead last in weighted runs created. They don't strike out, but they don't get on base. And they had just 35 home runs this year, which is by far the lowest in baseball. This is just not a very good offense right now. They scored just 3.3 runs per game since the start of May. And now they have to keep up against a really strong Red Sox offense. I've been a fan of Shane Bieber for a long time, but his numbers are just not all that impressive here. Give me the Red Sox. this line, I think they should be like a 115, 120 favorite. Wrong team favorite. Boston Red Sox here. Money line. They get the job done.
Boom. There it is right there. The Guardos and the Red Sox. A little WTF action rolling with Boston to take down the Guardians. Of course, the FanDuel.com line on that one. The Guardians minus 116, but the take back is plus 104 for the Boston Red Sox. A little WTF action here on Locked On Bets. There it is. There it was, man. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Little NBA Finals action and multiple plays in Major League Baseball. Lee, if anyone wants to reach out to you, get some more information from you, what do they need to do?
Yep, just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. We have that $500 special up for baseball. We average probably giving out 3 games per day. Find out a lot of late information. That's what it's all about in baseball. You find out starting lineups. You see someone inserted or someone taken out of the lineup or a couple guys that can make the big difference. So you want to hop on the rest of the baseball through the World Series. We also include NHL Finals, NBA Finals, and the USFL. Entire rest of the regular season and the playoffs. We hit both of our USFL plays with these last weekend. Just one place, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
There it is right there. Now you know exactly where to place your money and who to place your money on. Make sure you download and follow Locked On Sports today. My guy Peter Bukowski does a great job each and every day breaking down the action. Of course, hitting you with the biggest headlines in sports. Myself and Lee will be back here tomorrow on Locked On Bets, continuing to help put a little extra money back in your pocket. Again, thanks so much for making Locked On Bets your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. For my guy Lee Sterling for ParamountSports.com, on Twitter at Paramount Sports, I'm your boy Q. You can find me on Twitter as well at your boy Q254. This is Locked On Bets, brought to you daily by FanDuel.com, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.